Steve?
It works! It really works!
What are you talking about?
I have no time to check, Carl. I gotta get back.
Steve, why do you keep popping in and out of the room like Mr. Spock?
Wait a minute. Are you saying you saw me before?
Well, yeah. You appeared out of thin air and said, "Oh, it works, it really works." Then you pressed a button on that gizmo there and you disappeared.
Holy jumping Jehoshaphat! Do you know what this device is, Carl?
A swatch watch for a nerd?
Now, it's my latest invention. You're looking at the world's first time machine.
So?
So? Well, aren't you impressed?
Steve, you have invented a transformation chamber, a cloning device, a teleportation pad that took us all the way to Paris. Frankly, a measly time machine is no big deal.
Can't wait to use it. I'm gonna go 2 minutes into the past and then come right back. And I'll become the world's first time traveler. What you did. Those tater tots? Oh, I love tater tots. Any peas? Pass the peas. Pass no peas? No peas? I love peas. How can you have a dinner without you?
Hey, where's Dad?
Oh, he'll be in. He's finishing up the monthly bills.
Uh-oh.
Freeze! I just finished paying the family bills. And this family is headed straight for the Morehouse.
Oh, Carl, come on, sit down and eat.
Harriet, we can't afford to eat. And people, do we have to have the lights on so full? We have a dimmer switch, people. Use it! Hey, where's Richie and 3J?
They're spending the night at your mother's.
Oh, good. Two less mouths to feed. Edward, split that meat with Steve. Here, Harriet, freeze this. We can have it for dinner next week.
Oh, Carl, stop it. Every month we go through this, and I'm sick of it. For goodness sakes, it's only money.
Only money? Harriet, what do you think it takes to put food in our bellies? What do you think it takes to put clothes on our backs? What do you think we need to put a roof over our heads?
Money?
I'm busy, Steve.
But I just perfected my time machine. The reason I could only go 2 minutes into the past was because I didn't have enough power. So guess what I did?
What?
I invented nuclear batteries.
Where did you get the plutonium?
Radio Shack. Now we can go as far back in the past as we want.
We?
That's right. I want you to test it with me. Together, we can go on the journey of a lifetime. We can observe the Vikings, or witness the Crusades, or go back to the days when dinosaurs roamed the earth.
Why don't you go by yourself?
I'm scared.
Well, now, you know,
Actually, there are a few things in history that I've always wanted to experience in person.
Oh, go with that. Go with that. Like what?
Well, I kind of wanted to hook up with Elliot Ness and bust Al Capone.
No, you couldn't do that.
Why not?
Time travelers have to be very careful not to change history. The slightest disruption in the past could completely change the present.
Are you saying that if we go back in time, we could actually do something that would change the way things are now?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Interesting.
So, what do you say, big guy? Want to embark on a voyage to yesteryear?
Sure, why not?
Oh, I'll go get ready while you decide when we want to go to. Ready to go?
You're gonna embarrass me in the past too, huh?
Oh, you big kidder. Now, what fascinating moment in time have you chosen? Custer's last stand? Paul Revere's ride? The parting of the Red Sea?
The day before we moved into this house.
Hello, Mr. Adrenaline Junkie.
Well, Steve, I figure I'm already trying one of your crazy contraptions. Why make it more dangerous for myself by going to a place where a T-Rex might bite off my head?
It's just a test anyway, right?
Right.
Hunky dokey, give me the year and the date.
March 8th, 1976.
Okay, let's see. January, February, March. See, March says it right there.
Yeah, I see it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. See, March 8th says it right there.
I see it. That's right. Yeah, right there. Yeah. I like that.
Okay,
yeah.
Here we go. Year 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27.
Uh-oh.
I went past it.
What do we do now?
Clear. Year 1, 2, 3, 4, 1973, 1974, 1975, 1976. Ha! 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 Get up! Wake up! We're ready to go. Let's go.
All right.
All right.
Hey, wait a minute. Steve, is this going to hurt?
Not really. Your skin peels off for a few seconds. You'll forget all about that when you turn inside out. You okay, Carl?
I think so. Steve, I think we did it. We made it.
Come on, honey. Let's load the last of this stuff up so we can get out of here.
Oh, Carl, we have to hide. If someone sees us, we can affect the future. Oh. Who are they?
That's the Marshalls. That nice couple we bought this house from. They love this house so much, I felt kind of bad negotiating the price so low.
Can you believe how much we got that Winslow character to cough up for this shack?
Well, I really like his wife, Harriet. I hope she likes these muffins that I made.
Yeah, well, from the looks of her husband, I doubt if she'll get any.
Whew. Well, as long as we're here now, I mean, then, I want to see what my room looks like then. I mean, now. The Marshalls are coming back. We have to leave now.
but it takes an hour to set that thing.
No. There's a home button.
Oh.
What happened here?
I think the furnishings are different.
And in good taste.
Harriet!
Who are these people?
Who are you?
We're the Scotts. We live here.
No, you don't. The Winslows live here.
Jeffrey, did you hear him?
Get out of here. I have a room upstairs.
Steve, what is going on?
Honey, look who's in our house.
I see him.
You know this man?
Everybody knows him. He's C.O. Winslow, the richest man in the world.
I'm the richest man in the world? Oh, wow. It worked. It really worked.
What worked? What did you do, Carl?
Mr. Winslow, it's an honor to have a man of your greatness in our home.
We don't know why you're in our home, but it's definitely an honor.
Well, thank you very much, but if this is your home, then where do I live?
Did you hear that, Ellen?
Yeah, the owner of Winslow Towers wants to know where he lives.
Winslow Towers?
Carl, let me speak with you for a second.
Not now, Steve.
Yes, and now. Carl, you did something when we were in the past. You purposely altered the future, didn't you?
Might have.
Oh, I can't believe this.
Mr. Winslow, does your safari guide need medication?
Ignore him. Too many trips into the interior.
Tell me what you did.
Well, I just wrote a note to myself describing a few investments I thought might be lucrative.
Like what?
Well, like Disney, Microsoft, and Holiday Barbie.
Are you mad? We have to go back and destroy those notes.
Well, Steve, calm down. I mean, while we're here, we might as well find out what our life is like now. And according to these very nice people, it's pretty darn good, right?
I'll say, you just bought New Jersey.
And just last night, the news said you had dinner with the President of the United States.
Bill Clinton?
No, Rosie O'Donnell.
Good afternoon, Master Winslow. Oh. Are you drunk, or did you lose your key again?
What's your name, pal?
It's Charles, sir. Drunk.
Wow, Steve. Would you look at this place?
Your 3 o'clock donut, sir.
Oh, gee, thanks, Chuck. Steve! Would you look at this view?
Holy smokes! Say! Where's the Hancock building?
Master Winslow had it removed. It was blocking his view.
Hey, who's that?
Your living artwork, sir.
Living artwork?
Yes, it amuses you. That sign keeps track of how much money Master Winslow has.
He's worth $247 million?
Billion.
I couldn't be better. Because, Steve, I am filthy, nasty, stinking rich! Yeah!
Carl. Don't wrinkle my outfit. Gerald, take the elevator and put those up in the west wing of my shoe closet.
Mother, you look great.
Ooh, what's the matter, Carl?
What do you mean?
You haven't hugged me in years.
I haven't?
Hi, Harriet. Hi, Estelle.
Who is that Gomer?
It's me, Steve. Steve Urkel. Did you hear that, Carl? They don't even know who I am.
Here, sign these and send them to my attorney.
Harriet, these are divorce papers.
I'm leaving you and I'm taking all the Ferraris.
Steve, you want to go to Vegas?
Estelle!
Well, you may get lucky.
Well, Harriet, what about our kids?
What kids, Carl?
Well, Eddie and Laura.
You know perfectly well we don't have any children. I always wanted a boy and girl, but you were too busy wheeling and dealing.
No, Eddie? And even worse. Now, Laura?
Oh, Steve, you were right. I have ruined everything. Oh, I gained the whole world. But I lost my family.
Don't worry, big guy. We can still fix things. Come on, let's go.
Excuse me, sir. Will you be back for dinner?
No, Charles. I'm never coming back. I got it, Steve. I got it.
Great. Now. Hit the home button, and back we go. And back we go. Oh, I was afraid this might happen.
What happened?
The batteries are dead.
Well, let's just go buy new ones.
We can't.
Well, why not?
Nuclear batteries haven't been invented yet.
I got greedy and ruined everything.
Well, if it's any consolation, you ruined my life, too.
Well, that helps a little.
Oh, I just wish there was some way I could recharge this baby.
Steve, I just remembered something really weird.
What?
Well, when Harry and I moved into the house, I remember the floor was covered with extension cords that led up to the very spot we're standing in right now.
Hmm. Extension cords. Was there anything else?
Well, there was a roll of electrical tape, some aluminum foil, and a half-empty jar of peanut butter.
Aha! It sounds to me like I invented something, and you had lunch! Okay, big guy. We're all charged up.
Me too.
All right, let's go.
Steve, if this doesn't work, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you for sticking with me.
Hey, we're a team, big guy. Forever and whenever.
Oh, Steve, we made it. We did it. We're back.
Yeah!
Eddie, my son. Oh. Eddie, my son, you're alive. You're alive.
Dad, are you okay?
Oh, I've never been better.
Oh, Laura, sweetheart. Oh, I'm so glad to see you. Harriet. Harriet, please don't divorce me. I can't live without you.
Carl, what are you talking about?
Listen to me, all of you. I was wrong to complain about money. I will never grumble about bills ever again.
You won't?
No, sir. I may have a few debts, but I also have a terrific wife, wonderful kids, and Steve. And do you know what that makes me?
What?
The richest man in the world.